Coming up today on the show, we're going to talk some Disney news, and we're going to talk about what our ideal day would look like at all of the Disney parks. That's coming up today on Traveling with a Mouse. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 510, canon of Traveling with the Mouse. My name is Adam, and I am joined by John.
Can I join your Beacon Barrel reservation?
A spot just opened up. That's an inside joke, I guess, because...
Yes, it is.
I can't get that AI video to work, so yes, I just gave up on it.
So because y'all don't know exactly what we're talking about, Adam has been toying a lot with the AI and Disney
video generators.
Video stuff, yes. And it keeps totally screwing up.
In really funny ways, actually.
Yeah.
I'll have to make, like, if I ever get them to work, I guess. Yeah, I have to
make, like, outtakes. We're going to put all the outtakes together on a YouTube. That's what we should do.
Well, I wanted to put the other ones on YouTube, too, but.
Yeah.
If I can ever get them to work.
That would be good.
But.
I don't know. Yeah. There's a couple of the older ones we might could do, like, independently having a good time.
Yeah. Maybe.
Who's ready for some tequila?
That one was the first one I ever did, and I was shocked at how good that one turned out. But ever since then, I can't really get it to work.
That was the first one you ever did?
Oh. That was the first one I ever did, yeah. Yeah, we've lost everybody who's listening to this, because no one knows. You and me are the only two who have ever seen these clips. But
no, they've seen these clips. If you've been on social media, not these particular clips, you've seen the type of clips we're talking about.
Yes, yes.
So they're everywhere nowadays. They could relate in that sense.
Right. Yeah, these AI videos.
Yeah, especially Yeti. There's like ones everybody, which really looks like a gorilla to me, but they call it Yeti.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah, most of them, he looks like a gorilla anyway, but.
Yeah. And really, the reason they do that is because it's very easy to repeat that character and make it look like it'll look like a gorilla or sort of a Bigfoot type character, depending on.
Yeah.
But it's repeatable enough to where it looks like the same creature. Well,
and the part that makes them funny and viral, I guess, is the not so much the creature as it is what he's saying the creature, more or less most of the time.
Yes. So getting them to say funny or weird things. So
yes.
Yeah, I don't want to give away my Disney related one yet because I hopefully can get it to work and I'll put it out there. But moving on. There are some news things to talk about.
There is.
Not much, but a few. I was going to touch on them. There's really nothing going on right now, but a few things, semi-noteworthy. One was because of all this road work they're doing for Magic Kingdom expansion and all this stuff, the golf courses had to be reconfigured. The entrance to the Polynesian is now changing. Yeah, it's basically going to be on the corner now of... What is it, Floridian Way and Seven Seas Drive instead of just off of the Seven Seas Drive, whatever.
Hasn't the golf course undergone significant changes before?
I had to reroute a couple of holes. Before this? I don't know. Recently, yeah. In the last few years.
Magnolia, right?
One of them, Palm or Magnolia. Isn't it? Okay. I think it's Magnolia. I think you're right. I don't recall off the top of my head.
Well, I mean, I guess they can make whatever changes they want. It's not like the PGA is coming back, so.
Yeah. So
not very likely. Yeah.
Unlikely, yeah. So the new entrance is going to be on the corner, and it's going to be for cars only. So the guard gate is going to move over there. Like the current entrance, if you're familiar with the Polynesian, I know we all are, but the listeners out there, it's currently off to the side on Seven Seas Drive, and it's a very narrow kind of entrance, and it has gotten backed up pretty easily, so I think that's probably another reason why they're moving it. But that entrance is now going to be the bus entrance, and the bus entrance is going to have a little bit more turnaround space, and the new car entrance for either resort guests or visiting guests is going to be kind of on the corner there of Floridian Way. And there's a whole new entry, like plaza, I guess they're building, whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
So it is like interesting because it's kind of an end of an era, because dating back to the early days of going to the Polynesian, her family anyway, it's always gone in the old entrance, but that's changing.
Yes, I think the Poly is going to be unrecognizable very shortly. That's the way it looks like. I mean, they're changing everything about it, right? I mean,
yeah.
Well, it's, I guess we've said before, it's had more adjustments than any of the original hotels.
Yeah.
For what reason, I really don't know.
Yeah. Well, the contemporary, obviously, Bay Lake Tower replaced the other garden wing.
Right.
But yeah. Other than that, the contemporary itself doesn't really look that much different.
Right. I mean, that was kind of like just taking a smaller building and making it a bigger building, really. It was still, they used the same space and it got connected to the contemporary, yes. But
yeah. And the other garden wing is still there, so.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just not the same. Can't explain it.
But yeah, Polynesian always had better theming anyway than the contemporary, but.
Yeah. And I mean, I get it. The bungalows, I mean, I guess they're cool if you can afford those. But it's blocks a lot of the lake area.
The view you used to have. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the view for the water show now is very narrow compared to what it once was. I don't know. To me, it looked better the old way. But, you know, I know time marches on.
Things change. Yeah.
We must keep going. But it's just, I don't know. I just feel like sometimes some things I can easily see that it was improved for the better, and then sometimes not so much.
Yeah.
And I think that's not so much.
Well, that's kind of why I brought it up, is this is an end of an era for us going to the Polynesian, is we always came in that one entrance, and now it's going to be bus only.
Right.
Coming in that way. And so there'll be a brand new entrance.
So like to give another example, there's other properties that have obviously undergone changes, but I would argue that Destino Tower improvement.
Yeah, definitely improvement.
Using part of Caribbean to make Riviera improvement. You know, I mean, because Caribbean was so massive, right? I mean, that was not a bad move to make it a different theme resort and make it deluxe. I mean, things like that.
Even though those don't go together thematically next to each other, but.
No, but then again, you didn't realize until the Skyliner just how close, say, for instance, the Pop and Art were to Caribbean.
Yeah, that's true.
Or, you know, you didn't realize all these things. They're all connected now, just like a monorail loop. They're a Skyliner loop, so to speak.
Yeah, so, in a way. Indeed.
Caribbean is my favorite section of Skyliner to go over. I know I've said that many times before.
Oh, to go over it, yeah.
It is. Mm. It's, you know, scenic.
Yeah, that's probably the best spot now that I think about it. I was like, I do like the, right after you do the turn station heading towards Epcot, that little spot where you're going over the boardwalk parking lot. But when it's really just the end where you're going over France and then going into Epcot is cool to see. But
yeah, I mean, there's not really a whole lot to going over the road. But I mean, when you get to the point where you can see Epcot, it's kind of neat. And then the turn station is kind of neat, I guess.
Yeah.
But as far as like scenic, I mean, again, when you're taking the Epcot line first out of the Caribbean station, or when you're coming from the Riviera station, it's the most scenic view, I think.
Yeah.
Of all of the Skyliner.
Right. I always wonder too, I forgot what section it is. What's the section that you go over? It's not Barbados. Is it? What's the...
Aruba, that's the one you go over there. That's the one that's closest to Riviera. If that's where you're referring.
Yeah. Yes. Because you go over one of the quiet pools, and you always see like a couple of people in here occasionally, and I'm like, man, if I stay there, it'd be kind of cool to go to that pool and just look up and like see all the Skyliners go over. Yeah.
Yeah, probably I wouldn't guess it would
see
be.
People necessarily, but
yeah.
Sometimes you hear conversations, you know.
Yeah. I imagine the main people who go to those quiet pools are the ones facing them, because it's like right there. Otherwise, everybody else wants to go to the main pool. I mean, because the main pool is cool there.
Yeah, the main pool is a huge draw, obviously. The client pool is like, there's not much to do there. But you can look up and watch the Skyliner all day, see how many times it stops.
Well, see, from the main pool, you can look in like in the distance, see the Skyliner going by. I remember doing that.
Yeah.
From the main pool.
Anyway. How do we get on the Skyliner from talking about Polynesian?
Well, we were talking about resorts that the difference between ones that I would say, in my opinion, the changes were improvements versus the Polys. I didn't think that there were as big of improvements.
Right. But I will be glad when this is done, because that intersection there where Floridian Way and Seven Seas Drive connect is a very like dangerous intersection.
It became that way, but...
Right, yeah, it wasn't always. But it's like there's no stop sign for one side, but there is for the other two. So it's like you think it's a three-way stop, but it's not. So it's like...
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of near accidents.
It's not ideal. There. Yeah, it's not ideal.
Yeah. Definitely not. So I'll be glad when that's done, because there's going to be a roundabout before you get there. And then the other story that kind of ties into this one, I know this is like riveting information, but the Grand Floridian's entrance is also going to change, but not location wise. It's just going to be extended, because there's a new roundabout going where the Wedding Pavilion entrance is and the Grand Floridian's hotel entrance.
Mm-hmm.
There's a roundabout going in between those two that sort of connects, and it looks like Grand Floridian's entrance is going to be extended.
Mm-hmm.
By 200 feet, it says. So that's the case. And then currently where you're driving through, there's like cast member parking and there's extended like guest parking that's on the other side of the street. That's all going to be like on the same side of the street now, because they're going to move Floridian Way way further back behind all that now. So another reason why the golf courses are, I think the Palm and Magnolia are both having to change some of the whole layouts. But anyway, so that's happening soon. I'll kind of be glad when all this is over, because there's looks like three roundabouts are going to be put in place and make it a lot easier.
It looks like the modern day version of Disney is nothing is ever over.
Yeah, it's true.
It feels like every time you're there, there's something that's major being constructed on. So there's never a period of like a sigh of relief for a moment. It's like it's like the entire property is Epcot, right?
Always in a state of becoming.
Yeah, that's what or at least the whole property is what Walt's idea for Epcot specifically was.
Right.
So
I think a lot of what spurred this particular construction on, though, was the fact that they wanted more area for Magic Kingdom expansion. Because Floridian Way used to go pretty close to the back of Magic Kingdom, and now it's much further back to the west. So there's a whole lot more room now behind Magic Kingdom for all this expansion. So it's been in the works for a while.
Yeah.
So
you know, it's funny. I know Walt and his famous, we'll say, television special, when he talked about how there's enough land here to hold all the ideas. Apparently there's a lot of it that was completely useless land and unbuiltable land, because they're really struggling to find usable land, it seems like, lately with what they can do. Right. So
I guess
that's what happens when you build in a swamp.
Indeed. Yeah. Yeah, if you read about the Epcot construction, the land there was not very good and took a lot of work. Several sinkholes opened up during the construction.
It's one of the main reasons the design included a large lagoon that we now refer to as World Showcase Lagoon.
Yeah, exactly. And, so, you know, that was one of the rumors as to why Horizons, you know, was a sinkhole was opening up underneath it, but don't know if that's true.
Yeah, but some of those same people talked about them using water displacement to fill the sinkholes under energy, and yet somehow that building is still usable. So
plus now there's a massive
I think it was excuses and internet rumors of the early message board days.
Right. The late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, that's at least my opinion.
Yeah.
I think chances what happened is there might have been some structural issues with the building, but I don't think it had anything to do with sinkholes per se. But maybe. I mean, I'm not going to.
Who knows?
You know, totally shoot it down. But I just find it hard to believe that none of the other buildings are having big enough sinkhole issues that they have to totally tear them down. So I think the Horizons building was a unique design, and maybe they were having structural issues for different reasons, not necessarily sinkholes. It was older, and then it could just very easily be that they had the idea for the new attraction that involved tearing the whole thing down in the first place.
Yeah. What's odd is that they still haven't torn down the Wonders of Life building, so they might still be deciding to use it for something eventually, because mm-hmm. it's been sitting vacant for how many years now?
Yeah. Like almost 20 years. And one thing you got to think about, maybe there was something to do with the earth right there, because you know the Horizons building was like
right next to it,
three times the size of the Mission Space building.
right yeah,
so
and it's probably a lot less weight on the ground.
Might be an exaggeration on my part, but it was way bigger, let's put it that way, than Mission Space.
Yeah, indeed. Again, we're grasping at news story, y'all, for this week. So the Adventureland sign is back at Magic Kingdom. It was redone, but it looks about the same. That was it.
That's Do you remember the Adventureland sign?
I feel like back in the day, the Adventureland entrance was, it was elevated more, right? Because the swan boats went under it. Back in the,
I mean, it's always 80s, a little bit of a. I always thought it was the same curved bridge that it is now. Actually,
it's flat now. It's a flat bridge now. It's completely flat. It was an incline. Yeah, it is. It is now.
That had to have been more recent. I had to go back and see when that changed.
Yeah,
but there was always a slight curve to it. I thought that was always. But up until the entrance changed, it was slightly curved. Am I not wrong? Am I wrong?
I know there. I have a picture of me like probably in the early 90s standing.
But it was never a huge curve. It was just a slight curve. It was like a.
But I know the swan boats used to go under that bridge, so I think there was some curve to it. But yeah, anyway, it's not there. The sign is redone, back open again. So there you have it.
You know, this talk about entrances made me think. I mean, we could do like a segment one time on what we think the best hotel entrances are, or in some cases. Something. I mean, it's just something I thought of because we've seen a lot of them, probably most of them.
Well, yeah, we're talking about Polynesian.
Yeah,
that was.
We could talk about the many faces of the Polynesian entrance.
Right, yeah. Going back to the Polynesian story, then I do think the new entrance will be nice because you're looking straight on at the Great Ceremonial House versus coming in on the side like that. So I think the new entrance is actually going to be more scenic for coming in, but it's just that's the first time in what 50 by the time it opens, it'll be like 55 years since that. Mm-hmm. Since that has changed.
55 years.
Yeah. I'm assuming it'll be early next year before this gets done because they're still. Oh, and the other thing I wanted to mention about Polynesian is because I mentioned this before, but in case, just to re-mention it, because I like to visit Polynesian for dining, even if I'm not staying there. But if you do that right now, because the parking lot is more limited because of this construction, they're giving you like a time limited pass when you drive in. So they're giving you like a thing to put in your dash that says like you have like, I don't know if it's 2 hour or if you have like a limited time to park mm-hmm. if you're not a resort guest. And they are putting you in the DVC parking lot too. So just know that parking is much more limited currently if you're planning to do any dining at the Polynesian. So, might want to take alternate transportation.
That's another thing. If they ever could find a way to do it, they could probably consider like totally redoing the Poly parking lot, because
yeah,
I mean, out of all the parking spaces, it's like that's one of the tightest.
Yeah,
that there is,
and it isn't laid out very well in terms of like where you can turn and go, and it's cut off in certain sections where you can't. Yeah, it's not in very well laid out parking lot. So I think they're gonna fix some of that too. I hope.
It's just so tight. Yeah,
yeah, it is. Yeah, the spaces are very tight. Yeah. Especially when you see them from behind, you know.
Anyway. Because you can tell a difference if you're parking there or if you're parking in the Pago Pago parking lot, for sure. Because that was newer. That was made in the late 80s. The mid to late 80s.
I mean, Contemporary has a great parking lot, I think.
And it's weird that it was built at the same time period. It just seems like it had more space.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
I like the Grand Floridians, although it's not as good because of the, you know, you have to use that overflow parking lot now, which is across the street currently.
Yeah.
If you're like, yeah, so it's not great. They used to put you at the Wedding Pavilion, but I don't know if they're doing it anymore. So, yeah.
But it's just interesting to me how tight those Poly spaces can be. And yet people are, at the first time they started doing this, people were driving like LTDs through there.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know what I mean? It's like,
ours were way bigger back then. Yeah, what the heck?
I mean,
all these station wagons and giant vans and whatever from the. How do we do it?
Well, I don't know about way bigger back then, because the SUVs of today and trucks are pretty good size, but
yeah, they're like Maibatsu monstrosities.
Yes.
Whatever. Anyway, it's a weird reference. Another, speaking of sign changes, restaurant Marrakesh's sign on the. It's still painted on the side of the building, but the entrance sign has been, the wording has been removed. So, I mean, this restaurant's been closed for how many years now? So, since pre-COVID or right at, I guess COVID closed it and it never reopened. Or was it even closed before that?
Perhaps.
Seems there's like forever.
There's only one place you could sell it.
Yeah, Marrakesh. I last ate here, I think it was 2015, maybe, was the last time I ate there.
I've never eaten there. I've never eaten Moroccan.
Oh, gosh. Spice Road Table is amazing.
Yeah.
Did I just say that? Spice Road Table. Yeah.
Yes. Spice Road Table. But that one is the, what is that one? That's the second table service?
Yeah. Well, I guess the only one.
Is that the quick service? Yeah.
Yeah, there's no...
What's the quick service? There is a quick service.
Yeah, it's like, there's... It's not like... It's not like a big quick service. It's kind of like a snack bar, really.
Okay.
But let me see. What's the name of it? Tangerine Cafe.
That's what it was. Tangerine Cafe. I think they pronounce it tangerine there, don't they?
Maybe. There's also, yeah, so Spice Road Table, though, is the only restaurant now that you can get, because Marrakesh, it's still on the app, though. It's not, if you click dining, it doesn't show up as dining, but if you just look at the map, Restaurant Marrakesh is still in text over that building, so.
No belly dancers.
Yeah, so I actually saw them. And it was actually pretty interesting dinner. It was entertaining.
I bet it was.
Very, very entertaining. No, it was. And the food was good, too. So,
Very talented girl.
Very talented. Yeah. Actually, yeah. They were very talented. I'll put it that way. But anyway, so the sign's gone. Doubt this restaurant's ever coming back. They've only used it for, like, a lounge a couple of times. And that's it, so. The train station refurbishment has been complete, so I guess now you can finally watch the parades again from up top of the train station.
Oh, okay.
And
the train station in which you can slowly ride a train to one destination. Yeah, to one destination, and then quicker to the next.
Back to where you came from. Next 5 years, it's going to be that way, sadly.
That is kind of just weird that they... I don't understand why they would put that one in shuttle mode and they couldn't have done it the other way around. Back when it was the other section was the only part that was open. Anyway.
I don't know. Let's see. Other story, the other kind of big story is the Disney Adventure cruise ship has been delayed by 3 months. So now the maiden voyage is scheduled for March 10th, 2026. And it looks like they're saying unexpected delays in the shipbuilding process. But I mean, this ship was already built. I guess it's just converting it to Disney's design or whatever is the delay.
Was it? I thought the Treasure was the one that was already
bought. If you look at the Adventure, it does not look like a typical Disney cruise ship because it's so much bigger. Yeah. It's
okay. Because the Treasure is pretty big.
Well, look at Google the Adventure right now because it's gigantic compared to the other cruise ships. So,
like Royal Caribbean style.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like a Royal Caribbean, but it has the Disney like bow colors and design, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But otherwise, it does not look like a Disney cruise ship. And it says guest books on the original maiden voyage will receive 50% discount if they choose to sail on the new date. And then Disney Cruise Line plans to refund impacted guests and provide a future cruise discount of 50%. That's pretty good if you already booked it.
Yeah.
That's up to £50 per person. It's £200 for a family of four.
Okay.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. You know, anyway, I'm sure you've seen those videos too, but all right. So yeah.
Who are you talking to, me or the audience?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Bring
okay,
me both.
So I can't think of any other news stories because it's kind of boring. So
one you didn't really mention was, did you see the progress at the lakeside?
Oh, yeah.
Or okay. Lakeshore Lodge, I mean, not Lakeside, Lakeshore.
I did see some more recent photos, and this resort looks so much bigger than I thought.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, I didn't expect it to be quite so tall initially. Like, it looks like there is, so like, 8 floors?
Yeah. 7 or 8 floors, yeah, at least.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that either. It looked like it would be like Riviera size, and now it's like, this is going to be one of the biggest deluxe resorts out there.
You know, right now, these photos right here, it looks like, I don't know, it looks like some of those structures you see in either like Jamaica or it looks like maybe it's made out of Legos, like the yellow is in the whites.
Oh,
and
the right. right, the different colors of the, yeah.
Looks like. I'm sure that's going to be covered up, I would think, or painted something, maybe not. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
What is that building in the background? That's a non-Disney building, I'm sure. I don't know what it is, though.
Well, like the Four Seasons is back there, I think.
Maybe that's what it is.
Really tall one. That might be the Four Seasons. I think that's the one.
Or by Golden Oak. Since it was coming along, so
yeah,
I thought I would bring that.
I mean, when you see that aerial picture from far up,
yeah,
this resort is massive. And yeah, it's all connected, which I like.
Apparently, Disney has a lot of rehab guests.
Right. Well, it was Lakeshore. What was the original? Reflections was the original name.
Yes, it was called Reflections.
And now it's Lakeshore.
They just changed it to Lakeshore Lodge.
Yeah. Looks like it's very close to Pioneer Hall. And some of the rooms are like looking right over the buildings of Pioneer Hall. So you're going to be on the 8th floor looking towards Fort Wilderness, and you're going to really not have much of a view from that side. But yeah, I imagine maybe they're making it tall enough to where you can see Magic Kingdom fireworks from.
I think that's so kind of the idea. Fireworks views.
So they can charge
more. Exactly.
They can charge.
Exactly right. Yeah. You know, this, I'll be curious to see. This looks similar to the style that, I wonder if it's the same architect that did the Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge. Just the layout.
Question.
Because it looks like those same type resorts, does it not? I mean, it looks like that type layout.
Yeah, it has an Animal Kingdom Lodge look to it, yeah.
And a little bit of Wilderness Lodge, too.
Yeah.
Either one of them. I bet it's the same architect. Because the same architect, I mean, the same person did, I mean, it was the lobby design. I mean, they're almost identical for those two. I'll be curious to see what this lobby looks like when it's all said and done.
Yeah. So you can tell it looks like there's a big lobby building kind of in the middle. It's pretty close to like Pioneer Hall. And yeah. Then, so you could probably walk very short walk to Hoop-Dee-Doo, which would probably make the Hoop-Dee-Doo even more popular. Like they may have to add more shows to accommodate all the people who would be just able to walk right over. That would be interesting. And looks like the sort of U shape is the right verbiage there, but inside there's like a where the pool I'm sure would be and all that. And then there's like another wing on the other side that's closer to Wilderness Lodge. That's not as tall. It doesn't look as tall as the other side. So unless they just haven't built that side up yet. Anyway, they have not given an opening date, have they? I've not seen like a
No, I haven't date. Seen one.
All right. Well, let's move on to talking about what I talked about in the beginning. I was thinking a little bit about this, if as I was kind of thinking a little bit about my Disneyland trip coming up and what would I do if I was just by myself, like if I was just there, what would I want to do versus, you know, when you go with other people, you know, everyone has kind of their thing that they want to do. And, you know, if it was just you. So why don't we start with Magic Kingdom? If you were at Disney World, staying wherever, well, first of all, where would you stay if you could just, if it was just you by yourself? What? And money was no object.
I would if just money was money. No object,
it'd be the Poly, probably.
That's a good question. Okay, so any resort on property?
Yeah. Why not? Let's start there.
And money is no object?
Yeah.
I don't really have like one spot, but if it's no object, then I'm going to stay, even if I'm by myself, I'm going to stay one of two things, even though this would be ridiculous because of the amount of space.
Yeah.
A bungalow.
Oh, yeah.
Or this is on the opposite. These are like two opposite ends. Or a treehouse villa.
Oh. Yeah.
So one of the two.
That would be, yeah. The treehouse villas were really cool. I kind of, the bungalow would be amazing. So, yeah, I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
But either way, I think I'd pick Polynesian. But
or maybe the president, the big kahuna, whatever it is, the presidential suite, maybe.
Oh,
at the Poly. Yeah.
Sure. I would pick the John Lennon room in the.
Does anybody know exactly where that is?
Yeah. Everyone.
They know approximately.
I forgot the. No, I think they know the exact room.
Oh, okay.
It's still the same. I don't know if the room number has changed since then, but it. They know.
It's like, have you ever.
This is right by the pool.
Whenever you put on your reservation, I would like to request the John Lennon room.
Well, somebody there probably knows.
Well, I guess technically with touring plans, you could, right? Because you can look for a specific room on there.
Yeah.
And the ask for it. Room as long as it's in your room category that you purchased.
Yeah. Let me see. Because I know it's. I don't remember the room number, but I remember what building.
Wow. Well, I'm sure somebody out there remembers or knows. So.
Yeah, so it's. But it's in the Fiji building. Oh, wait. Nope, not Fiji.
Samoa. See, you don't know.
Samoa. So I was looking at it. It was on the other side.
It used to be Fiji, maybe? I mean, because they've renamed it a couple of times. Renamed the longhouses a couple of times.
I'm pretty sure it was Samoa. Or, well, okay, now I don't know. Because it could have been Hawaii, too. But I think it was. It was right by the lava pool. But okay. I don't remember if it was Samoa or Hawaii, like on that. Now I don't remember.
Wow, man, we really knew how to handle things back then. There was a pool of lava? Wow.
Yeah, a lava pool, indeed. But anyway, it was either Samoa or Hawaii, but like right on the edge where the pool is. But anyway, it's out there. Okay, so that's not what we're talking about, though. Breakfast.
I'm usually pretty good at getting you off track.
Anyways. Yes. Well, I'm usually good at getting myself off track, too. But yeah, breakfast, I'm definitely doing Kona Cafe for breakfast, because that's like,
so nothing different than you would do right now.
Right. Yeah. I almost always go to Kona on my Magic Kingdom day, or I mean, the last day.
I mean, if I'm at the Poly, that's a pretty obvious choice.
Tonga toast, or depends on the mood.
Probably depends, but that's my likely go-to. Although since I've changed my diet, I would probably go to something that's a little more
less sugar heavy. Yeah.
Yeah, not near as sugary.
Not carb heavy.
I might splurge going there, but traditionally I would not.
Yeah. Last few times I've just gotten like the regular breakfast plate, whatever. And it's all good there, so you can't go wrong. All right. Monorail or ferry boat or water taxi? What would you get to?
You know, it's funny because you talk about if you could do this. I mean, I technically have done this.
Yeah.
I've been there with transportation and decided to. I think one of the reasons when I was on my own, I decided to do the ferry boat is because back when we would go with family, we didn't take it. Almost always took the monorail, so I was just doing it to do something different.
Different, yeah.
Or if you're staying at the Poly, you could take the ferry from the Poly.
Right. The water taxi.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now you don't know if the ferry boat's going to crash into the dock anymore, so.
Sure. Or you could just walk.
That's happened a lot lately. That's true. It's a long walk, but you could walk to the Grand Floridian and the Grand Floridian.
Get your steps in.
Yeah. Get your steps in before you go. Get your steps in all day at Magic Kingdom. But
that depends, because one of my, again, like I'm going by previous things. One of the things I decided to do, right, is first thing I'm in the gate, go straight to the train, which is currently out of operation. So it's not taking the full circle. But at the time, I would get on the train and take it to Frontierland, because when I got off right there, there was Splash, right? So
yeah, right. Okay, so by the way, I looked up, I know this is off topic again, but back to the John Lennon thing just so I can remember. So it was room 1601. Room 1601 at Samoa. So it was a Samoa building.
But now it's not Samoa.
So he and May Pang stayed there in 1974. That's where the whole, you know, signing the papers for the Beatles. They brought it to him while he was staying there. I assume he had Sean or Julian there, right? I don't know which. I think he's in some of the pictures, right?
Was Sean even born at that point?
Yeah, let's see. When was Sean Lennon born? Oh, he wasn't born until 75, so.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it would be, maybe, wouldn't he have taken Julian then, maybe? Anyway.
It's possible.
All right, so when you leave your room 1601 and go to Magic Kingdom after you've eaten your breakfast at Kona Cafe, what would you like?
I think I've already said me, no.
Like today, I would go to Beacon the Barrel.
Oh,
for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I'm just kidding. No, I wouldn't, because that would have required getting a reservation like 9 months ago. So
yeah, you have to get very lucky to get. But I would try to go to Beacon Barrel if I could.
I guess I could try and charm someone that has a reservation if I found them. So
that spot just opened up.
Yeah. Maybe
I could have it.
But yeah.
I don't know. Right now, if I was by myself at Magic Kingdom, I'd probably try to do Tron.
That's what I would do, actually.
Yeah.
Present day.
And maybe a few of the other stuff, but Tiana's, I like, you know, if it's a warm enough day. Which most of them are.
I would very much, I wouldn't like crisscross. I would very much kind of
stick to one side.
Yeah. Start with one place and then do things that way.
Yeah. Honestly, Magic Kingdom is probably the least part, the park I would do the least by myself, because I was just.
Well, I would think the first thing I would head to would probably be Tron, and I wouldn't mind waiting in line. Let's just.
Yeah, if this is me. If I rope dropped it, yeah.
Probably. Yeah. And on top of that, I would probably follow it up with Space. And then probably People Mover.
I would definitely do People Mover. I'd probably do Carousel of Progress, too.
Yeah, I might even do that. And so right now, Buzz is closed, so I guess we can't count that. If Buzz were open, I'd probably do Buzz, too. You know, I'd probably just do the stuff over there since I was there. I had a tendency to not do as many Fantasyland things, obviously. It's just, it can get a little odd, we'll say. So.
Would you do Seven Dwarfs Mine Train?
Yeah, I could probably do that.
I don't know if I'd wait in line for
that's
it.
That's even a maybe, though.
Yeah.
I might do something like visit Gaston's Tavern.
Where you can't get anything but a giant cinnamon roll and
frozen apple juice. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, you know, I like both those things, though.
It's too sweet, though. Frozen apple juice. But
eh, it's good on a hot day.
Right on. Would you stay for fireworks and parades? I don't know.
Well, I would definitely wouldn't do parades unless I was going to see the nighttime one. I might would consider that.
Yeah, if I could get a really good spot for the nighttime parade, I might. But yeah, I can't think of a whole lot I would want to just do by myself there.
If we're talking literally right now, like Thunder's closed, but I would do Mansion, yeah, of course. And
yeah,
probably Pirates.
Yep.
Things like that. Jungle Cruise, it'd still be fun.
Oh, yeah. Jungle Cruise would be really fun.
Where would you eat? Would you do a table service? And if so, which one would you do? Or would you do quick service just because you're by yourself?
I could probably do like Skipper Canteen. It'd be fun.
Okay. I know typically I would just, I mean, I wouldn't do, I haven't done table service. I've done just quick service really over there. I usually would go, I'd usually opt for Columbia Harbor House, which I might do again.
Yeah.
A Plaza. Not the Friar's Nook, right?
No, definitely not. Good Lord. They need some work on that one.
No, I might consider doing, if I could get a reservation at the Plaza, I would consider doing that. Casey's is always a popular, you know. I mean, I know it's kind of a beat to death one, I guess, or whatever, but the corn dog nuggets, they're still really good.
Yeah. That's about it, though.
Yeah.
I would probably go back to the resorts for food, too. Honestly.
Yeah, very good possibility. I'd probably visit something like Captain Cook's or...
place is very good.
Back Trader Sam's. Trader Sam's for some appetizers and beverages.
Yeah, I would probably just do that. That's a great idea.
Really, the lounges and the bars, if you're for food, you actually have some good options for food. You don't have to go there for drinks. You have good options for food.
That's true, too. Speaking of, what about Epcot? What would you do? This is where I would probably not have enough time to do everything I would want to do, but...
Like, what would I do first?
Yeah. I'd probably go straight to Guardians, try to rope drop it, or do early entry it.
Yeah, that's very real. That's a very real possibility. See, the way I would do it is I would obviously do something big like that first, but then once I've gotten it done, I would kind of do whatever's closest to me. So I might even do Mission Space green these days, not orange.
Right, right.
Even now.
Test track. Single rider test track.
Be easy. Yeah, single rider at test track. And then it would depend, do I want to walk across to the other side or do I want to just from there take it to World Showcase at that point because it's probably going to be close to being open.
Yeah.
So sample some stuff probably.
Yeah. I might go over to the land to do it, but otherwise, you know, Soarin' maybe, but the land for sure. I would go do that.
Yeah. Living with the land for sure. That's just that's like a staple now.
Right. That's how you know we're old, but the young people don't like it.
Spaceship Earth is always a fun one to do solo too, actually.
Yeah. Although it's currently down for refurb as of today, so I don't know if...
Yeah.
We don't know yet when it'll be back, but...
Yes.
I would do that for you.
Back when I did Epcot solo quite some time ago, I did choose at one point to literally take a nap on Universe of Energy when it was still open. Like, I literally had the space to lay down in the... In my row. I pretty much had my row to myself. So I had the opportunity to lay down in energy. I didn't do it through the whole thing. I only did it near like the end whenever they're doing the whole like film thing and everything. So I decided to take a nap at that point. Even though I'm not saying the film's boring, but I'd just seen it so many times, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, it was like Epcot's version of Sounds Dangerous over back with LA Studios.
Yeah. The ding dang?
The dang? Yes. The big bang.
Then, obviously, depending on what time Barbas is there, I would either rope drop Lakama or I would wait till the afternoon.
So you're saying it's going to determine whether or not you start in Canada.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or
I mean, that's the real answer to that question. Canada or Mexico? It's what
is what shift is Barbas on?
Yeah. If he's got the early shift, you start with Mexico. If he's got the late shift, you start with Canada and work your way around. Easy peasy.
I feel like nowadays there are probably a lot more people that start up that right side, but it's just because of Remy, really, don't you think?
Yeah, because it's...
Because you really have an option of going Frozen or Remy, basically. And Remy's a much further walk, but
indeed,
it's one of the two.
So, yeah, I would stay at Lakawa for a while, but that wouldn't be my whole day. So, other places...
You would write imagination as many times as you could consecutively, right?
No, I would not.
Followed by Nemo.
Yeah, I would just go back and forth between those two over and over. If I was trying to torture myself, yes, I would do that. But I'm not. Yeah, until one of them broke down while I was on it, yeah.
You know, one of the things I would do during this time period is go and there was... Well, there was more options then. I don't really know if you see them too much now, but the different entertainment that you would see in World Showcase.
Yeah.
At the time. I don't know if you see them quite as much anymore, actually. Because they had the Chinese acrobats. Those were kind of fun to watch.
Right.
Do they even still have that entertainment? I haven't seen it in so long. I don't even know if they have them anymore.
I think it depends on the season.
Really?
I haven't seen them in a while, but... Like for festival holidays, there's every country has some kind of entertainer come out and do something. So that's always fun for me. I was going to say too, Rose and Crown. I've stopped in there a lot, but usually just to order to go. But it's nice to get like a pint of Guinness or something there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You used to get the fish and chips at the quick service. Semi-regularly back the then too.
Yorkshire County fish shop.
That was a popular... It was one of the...
It is good.
As far as quick service, that was one. Of course, the bakery in France.
Just to talk about that for a second, the fish and chips, it's $13.49. You get like two sizable... Cod fillets, fried, and served over chips with
tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce, yeah, whatever.
If you want,
$13.49. That's not a bad deal for that.
I'm not really a tartar sauce person myself. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, but just the value of that is actually not that bad. I mean, $13.49. That's like go find that at Captain D's is probably about the same price. You know what I'm saying? Yes,
you're right. I get what you're saying.
Not bad at all. You could share that with somebody too.
Right.
Anyway, so Epcot, I know we got to move on to Hollywood.
I was going to say another thing in Epcot I would do that most people don't want to do is I would do American Adventure.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Oh. Because I don't really have a whole lot of takers whenever you're with someone.
That's true. And speaking of, that's very true. I would do Impressions de France too, which I've been trying to do for the last like five times we've gone, but it's only playing for the last like hour and a half or 2 hours of the day. And every time nobody wants to do it by then because they're all tired and just want to go back. So we never make it to Impressions de France, but if I was by myself, I would make sure I did it.
Right. So, maybe some of the other films too.
Yeah. But Impressions of France is one I wanted to see again, like in the actual, not on YouTube, in the theater. I want to see it because it's the music is so good for that. So,
Beer Garden would be a good place solo.
By yourself, though? Would it?
Yes, because they have a lot of people there. Because you're joined together like with other people anyway. You're gonna, even if you're going with other people, you're gonna sit next to someone you don't know. Someone is.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
So
no, but there's a lot. It's very entertaining. I need to do Beer Garden. I haven't done that one yet. So I need to go do that one. Agreed. All right, we got to get to Hollywood, so, and then Animal Kingdom. So Hollywood really quick.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff you could really ride by yourself if you wanted to.
Yeah, I would do single rider Rock and Roller Coaster probably.
Single rider Smugglers?
Yeah, I would definitely do that. Although you'd be stuck as an engineer, so it's not as fun, but you could just enjoy sitting in the Falcon, I guess.
Right. You would get the blue milk, right?
No. It's cheaper if you have milk at your snow. It was free, I mean. Slinky, right?
Yeah. You know, the Tower Rock and the Cedar are close to each other.
Stunt show. I'd probably do the stunt show again.
You do the stunt show? I'd probably do Runaway still.
Yeah, I might.
Star Tours. I'd do all those things.
I would definitely do Brown Derby Lounge, probably for lunch, get the Cobb salad and the Manhattan. I'd just sit there and people watch. That's one of my favorite places to do that. And of course, Baseline, I'd probably go there too at some point. Oga's, would you go to Oga's hang out for 45 minutes? It's not my favorite.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
The atmosphere is cool. I don't love where you're forced to stand most of the time. I don't love that. And even by myself, I don't think I'd love to have to stand.
Right.
And everything's overpriced.
Right.
For what you get. But it's still a cool atmosphere. So I might do it. But Brown Derby Lounge would be my first choice. And then.
Yeah, because you could, at the lounge, they serve things like the Cobb salad there too, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, always. That's what we always get when we go there. Get the Cobb salad. Where else?
What about the Tune-In Lounge?
That would be cool. I haven't really hung out there that much. So, Sci-Fi Dine-In, I might do that. Because my kids hate it, so. They refuse to go back. Because they were traumatized.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do food-wise, though. I mean, I can't think of one place that it just grabs me. I would probably do one of the lounges, truthfully.
Yeah, Brown Derby Lounge is probably my pick there.
Or that or the commissary. That would also be another good option.
All right. So to wrap this up, let's talk Animal Kingdom. Would you do Rainforest for breakfast, or would you just...
That's what I used to do.
Yeah, back in the day. Gosh, I haven't eaten at a Rainforest Cafe in forever.
I did Rainforest for breakfast and then go through the secret entrance. That's what we used to think, right. Anyway.
To the Oasis.
The lesser. It's like a non-crowd entrance is what it is, pretty much.
Yeah. Go see Divine on their way in.
Oh, yeah. Divine's not even around anymore, is she?
No, she is.
Is she? Okay.
Just certain times.
I think I would probably head to Pandora, though, first, where I used to would head toward probably Everest first, so I used to do. Although, really, sometimes, like, especially what I would do with Hot is because you can walk straight through those shops.
Mm-hmm.
You come out and you're right there at Tough to Be a Bug. Would be right. The entrance is literally right there when you walk through the one on the right.
Yeah.
I guess you could do the left side to a degree until you get to almost the entrance to Pandora. So I guess it could work out that way too.
Yeah. Come out close to where Nomad Lounge and everything is.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's where I would probably hang out for a while too.
Nomad Lounge.
I love Nomad Lounge. So.
I had a tendency to do the walk-in tours because most people didn't like to do those whenever they're there together, either the Gorilla Exploration Trail or Maharaja right. Jungle Trek. I always like to do those.
I would do that too. I would spend much more time doing the zoo exhibits.
Yeah.
So, agreed. I don't even know if I would do Kali by myself. I'd do Everest, but...
I might would. I didn't typically, though.
Yeah. Because you're stuck on a raft with a bunch of people you don't know, and you're going to get soaking wet, most likely. So,
well, I think a lot of the times it was the wait time versus what I wanted to wait most of the time when I was there. That's before. True.
If it's a hot day, it's going to be, wait time's going to go up quite a bit.
Yeah, and, you know, you always had the option over at Everest for single rider, and it was usually short.
Yeah.
So...
So I would either do breakfast at Satuli or...
Oh, yeah, I've done breakfast at... Does Satuli have breakfast, or do you have to go to the quick service?
They do have breakfast now. Again, they brought breakfast back. So it opens at 8 a.m.
Well, I'd be tempted to do their breakfast, actually. So
Everything is good at Satuli. So,
but whenever I got to do the quick one, those pineapple cream cheese rolls, those are good for a quick breakfast over there at the that called? Pungu. Yeah.
Not Pago, but
Pungu
or whatever.
Yeah, the pineapple cream cheese roll. It hit the spot. I know that.
Yeah.
So something about Pandora in the morning, like the outside queue part of Flight of Passage, actually, if you have to walk the outside queue, I don't know, just something about it. I mean, early morning and obviously in the evening, the time, that is those few times that Animal Kingdom is open when it's actually dark.
Yeah. Right. Really, you have to go later in the year when the days are shorter. You might catch an hour of it in the dark, but that's about
precisely.
It.
Yeah.
When it gets dark at 5:30.
Pretty much.
Another place I want to go and I haven't eaten is Harambe Market. I want to eat there because we usually end up either eating over at the, Satuli because it's so good, or Nomad. But quick service, we are always at Yak and Yeti. And I'm like, we need to try Harambe.
Okay.
We frequently go to the Dawa Bar, though, which is over by the Festival of the Lion King area in Tusker House. What's the bar by Everest, too? The walk up? Why am I forgetting? Thirsty River? What's it called? I think it's called Thirsty River Bar. Over there, right near Everest. They have good stuff.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's over there. Let's see. Yeah, that's kind of it. Do the zoo stuff. The things that kids don't want to waste time on, but it's cool stuff. That's what I would do.
Right.
Explore the area around the Tree of Life, too, that you can walk around. Discovery Island Trails, which nobody ever does.
Yeah, you know that walkway... It goes behind the Tree of Life. There's that one area, that opening, that clearing you come to, where you get a really good view of it.
Yes.
I'd visited many times without really going to that part. You just find it there and you just like stop.
Yeah.
I think more people walk that path than used to because of the ways to get from certain places to two places. Yeah. But once upon a time, I think it was almost abandoned back there. So
right, would you do the safari by yourself? I might still do it, depending.
I have, so I won't see why I wouldn't do it again.
One time I sat in the very back row. The safari was actually the most fun because you could turn around and like see everything that you can't always see when you're in the front or in the middle.
So you liked it in the back?
Yeah, the very back, all the way back. It was very fun.
Was it as rough back there?
It was a little bumpy back there, yeah. But you could turn around and see everything.
Ah.
Everything that was happening around you. You could see it. So, would you do like Festival of the Lion King or anything? I don't know. It's a fun show, but I've done it so many times.
No, probably not. Not very likely. Yeah.
Not by myself. I probably wouldn't either. All right. Well, there you have it. I think that's...
Oh, you mean you wouldn't do Navi River?
I mean, if there was a walk-on, I might, just to cool off.
That would be it.
Just so I could see Miss Cleo singing about my wa.
Or Dinosaur.
Yeah, while it's still open. But once this gets to turn into indie, I'd probably do that every time.
I mean, so you would do Dinosaur every time. Way more often than Dinosaur. Yeah, I usually do Dinosaur, too, even though it's kind of in this sad state. But
right. I mean, I would do indie every time I'm there anyway, though, just because it's indie. And I hope there's a better gift shop, too.
Now it's more like, you used to be Dinosaur.
Yeah, kid.
I used to be.
Yeah. It's in rough shape. Yeah. Anyway, I hope Indiana Jones is a little brighter than Dinosaur. It's so dark in there, too. Anyway. All right. Well, that's what we would do if we were going on a solo trip. Let us know what you would do out there in the interwebs. And there's several ways you can get in touch with us. So what are those?
Well, we're on Facebook, we're on X, we're on Instagram. That's all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store. We have a TeePublic store. You can get our merchandise there. And a YouTube channel, which you can find links to all this. Where, Adam?
Our website, which is travelingwiththemouse.com. We have an email address, podcast at travelingwiththemouse.com. And speaking of travel, we have a travel agent friend on our website. You can look it up there. His name is Jolly Jolly. So look it up. So, for John, my name is Adam. This has been Traveling with a Mouse, and we hope you will join us on our next trip.